we have foot mats with Xavi's face on it. We're not allowed to step on them, but they're there. When he scored that goal, I cried. Sorry to interrupt you, darling. He does look a little bit like a penis. I don't care if he watches Peppa Pig every week, bro, as long as he wins the game.
Welcome back, guys. This is the People's Podcast. We got a lot of talking points this week. And I got myself, Mario Melchiot, and my big friend.
Melo X is in the building.
And we got a lot more friends of us involved. So we're going to start off, guys, with points like Ada Turan tries to steal a pop star's girl, Piatek's meteoric rise, and Xavi's mystic ball. And now we're going to kick off, of course, with Aguero scoring his 10th Premier League hat-trick. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Man City beats Arsenal 3-1 to keep the pressure on to Liverpool. And Pep Guardiola, he said that he was worried, but when he saw the game of Liverpool playing against Leicester when they got a draw, and he thought, like, okay, maybe there is some hope again. And then last night, you know, I watched the game again. It was West Ham against Liverpool. It was a draw again. So the title race is back open. I know people are going to talk about it. Aguero came out on TV. He said his last goal was a handball. But I want to talk to the coach. It's not about me. It's about the coach. Coach, what do you think about Aguero as a player?
Hello, Mario. Well, to be honest, mate, I'll be honest with you. I think at the end of the day, however you score a goal, you score a goal. Maradona scored a goal with his hand in the World Cup. And no one, I mean, we all talk about it now, but it doesn't make a difference. The goal counts. Aguero is one of them strikers. He gets any goal, whether it's off his head, his knee, his toe, his nose. At the end of the day, the goal counts. He got his hat trick. He's up there with some of the best. I mean, Premier League hat tricks, Ronaldo, Cantona, Bergkamp, Pires, Jurgen Klinsmann, Daniel Sturridge, Gianluca Vialli, Luis Saha, Dirk Kuyt. He's up there with the best. So whether it come off his hand, it don't make a difference. He's a world-class striker, Mario. He does what it says on the tin. He gets goals.
Gaffa, you understand that some of the Liverpool fans are really sensitive. They hit up Twitter. They started to complain. They said that goal should never be allowed. He purposely played it with his hand. Also because after the game, he had an interview. He made it clear. He said, yeah, I touched it with my hand after seeing the videos. But still, the game goes so fast. I think it's very, very difficult to understand. Sometimes for the referees as well to see it.
You need to adjust. Look, that's what Aguero done. He adjusted to the game. The ball was there. He slid in. He was in the box at the right time. He got the goal. Man City fans don't care. No one really cares apart from Liverpool fans. And why is that? Because they're chasing the title. They're all going to moan, Mario. It's going to happen. But the goal counts and it went in. If VAR was here in the Premier, it wouldn't have counted. But you know what? I don't want VAR, Mario. I want it to stay like that. Aguero was in the right position, got his goal, got his hat trick. Liverpool fans, just deal with it. End of story. Great striker. Deserved his hat trick. That's it. Leave it at that. You can't complain, Mario.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, for me also, when I saw it, I like him as a player. I have no bad words to say about him. I mean, he did it at Atletico Madrid before he came to England. And what he have done for City was incredible. He made sure that even in the last game, when he scored that final goal for them to win the league, he became an instant legend and respected by everybody in the, you know, that's involved in Manchester City. So, hey,
when he scored that goal, I cried. How can you score it in? What an unbelievable finish to win him the Premier League.
Gaffer, you cried?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I know I'm a big man, but, you know, you cry sometimes. I've only cried at two events, you know, a bar mitzvah and Miguel's birthday, you know, and that's because she was cutting onions. But other than that, you know, it was a fantastic day. I had to celebrate, you know, he's an unbelievable striker. And like Pep Guardiola says, he was born with a talent and he's going to die with a talent. And I'll be honest, you know, I wish I could die with that talent. But, you know, I did teach him a few things back in the day. He doesn't remember me. You know, I've grown up now. I've got a beard. When I taught him, I was a bit younger. So he's learned from what I've taught him. I'm proud to see it. He doesn't credit me. But nevertheless, what a striker, Mario. Sergio Aguero, absolute talent.
Yeah, if you see the goals that he scored against the Big Six, Aguero, 42 goals against the Big Six boys. Kane, 21. Rooney, 20 goals. Hazard, 17. So that says it all, guys. He's in miles ahead of everybody. You understand that's firing right now. We go to another top striker. I mean, we all had the question, would he be flying? Would he kick off in with a good start? And could he deliver the goods for Chelsea? Because Chelsea was desperate. They got rid of Morata. They were looking for a striker and they needed instant goals. Regardless that, I always be a biggest fan of saying, look in your own kitchen before you go and look in somebody else's kitchen. But they were desperate. They needed a striker that could fire instantly. So they went after Hugo Ihn. Hugo Ihn played against Huddersfield. I know people say it's the team that's in the bottom of the league and it's going to be an easy task, but still, you got to turn up, you got to deliver, because some of the strikers that are playing in the Premier League can't always do it. He comes in, you know, hasn't played so many games yet, but comes, scored two goals. Now, we're talking about a guy. I remember you making a comment and saying, like, you weren't sure about Hugo Ihn. And I remember you called him an old Ferrari. But what are you going to say now? I mean, this guy just, you know, brought the goods.
He's an old one, Mario, because I don't ever like to take back, you know, certain things that I say. I did call him an old Ferrari, but he's an old Ferrari with a good engine, as it seems. You know, you do get old Ferraris that still work because they've been maintained and they've been taken to the mechanics and looked after, Mario. The oil is still there, it's very good. The brakes still work, the steering wheel still functioning, and the radio is still working. I take back what I said about Higuain. It's the toughest league in the world, in my opinion, the Premier League. He's turned up and he's got himself a brace. So I won't call it. He still technically is an old Ferrari, but he's a working old Ferrari. And he still looks sexy and still turns heads. So it might be against Huddersfield. You know, it's one of those teams that you don't expect people not to perform in. But it could have been harder for him. So I'll take back the old Ferrari scenario, but I still will say it is only Huddersfield. So let's see if he can do it against the teams that matter. But congratulations to him. It's a great start, Mario. A great start.
No, definitely I agree. I mean, if you look at City as well, you know, their next biggest game is going to be that vital game, you understand, in the weekend when they're facing Chelsea again. When you play against a team like Chelsea, it's one... Chelsea needs to, you know, at least get themselves to the Champions League spot. And then you got City that wants to keep the pressure on to Liverpool. So this is going to be a top game. The first game when they met already, I think Chelsea played the game so well. They took a lot of risk. They played a little bit the way City wanted to play, but they did it better than City does. And it's not a lot of teams that play against City and play that open and that risky and play from the back. And I think Chelsea did that really well. They did it with, you know, with a lot of conviction. I'm a big fan, you know, understand, of some of the midfielders of City, of course, and I'm sure you're familiar with them too. This game is going to be tough between Kante, you're going to have on the Chelsea side, you're going to have De Bruyne for City that might be facing each other. But the main part is going to be Fernandinho. Fernandinho for Manchester City is going to be key. And that's why Jorginho on the Chelsea side is going to be key too.
It's going to be an amazing game, Mario. And at the end of the day, it's a clash of the titans, Chelsea, Manchester City. It's the two rich boys of the league. You know, their bank balance is just, it's open. Whatever they like to buy, they can buy. And it is unfortunate for the other clubs, but what a game it's going to be. And to see, well, it's a real test of Higuain now for me. We'll see if that old Ferrari can play up against the newer Ferraris, the newer Mercedes, you know, the newer Porsches, because at the end of the day, he's coming up against a real side. But Chelsea, Man City, what a battle that's going to be. And I hope we see a good game. But at the same time, after seeing what Aguero's just done, I do worry for Chelsea because he's an unbelievable striker. But it's two teams coming up against each other and it's going to look like it's... I think it's got all the makings of a fantastic game. I'm excited for this one, most definitely.
Yeah, definitely, because they both got, you know, in the last 10 games they played, their records are all similar. You know, they won four times, they lost four times, and they had two draws. So I'm definitely excited about this game and I definitely want to see this game because it's a big one. Good quality of football, great players, and it's definitely... two teams that will try to win the game instead of going for a draw.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
So now we're going to the neighbours, Solskjaer. What a situation is happening at Manchester United. He has players in his side. They are firing. They're doing great. Rashford played 100 games now, you understand, as a professional, and even made the winning goal against Leicester City to making sure that his team keeps on moving forward. They have 9 wins, 1 draw, and, you know, of the first 10 games. And then since taking over, no player has scored and assisted more goals than Paul Pogba, 11. So this guy is on fire. You understand? When you talk about Pogba, you understand, and Rashford, I feel the partnership is key. And I think that just coming from an angle of anyone else that's viewing this team, what do you feel about this side? What is so beautiful to watch?
You know what it is, bruv? Like, I look at this team, I think to myself, wicked, bruv. You know what I mean? The team look good. Everybody knows that Man United had a good side anyway. You know what I'm saying, Mario? They know that Man U had a good team. Mourinho, he's one of them guys. Yeah, he just thinks everyone should love him. He's the best manager. Wherever he says goes, I don't think so, bruv. Sometimes players need a manager who's going to put their hands around them. You know what I mean? Hug them. Say, listen, bruv, everything is going to be okay. You're a good player. Luke Shaw, you come back in the squad. Come and do your thing, bruv. We like you. You know what I'm saying? Rashford, you young. I love you, bruv. Come and play. Enjoy your football. Paul Pogba, I'm not better than you. I'm just the manager. Go and do your thing, bruv. You are the player. I am the manager. I pick you. You go and do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? He is just being a manager, bruv. Selection, position, formation. Go and do your thing. This is what is working, bruv. Everything about this Man United squad at the moment is looking good. They are playing free football, enjoying themselves, smiling, dancing, high five, good dance. Everyone's enjoying themselves. You know what I mean? This is what he's done to the squad. He's brought good energy, good vibe. The Man United fans should be excited because he's an ex-legend. Obviously, super sub. He knows what he's doing. Comes on 90 minutes, scores winning goals in, you know, Champions League. He's crazy. I love this guy. Good smile, very good looking, nice haircut. I love his name. I can't pronounce it. Solskjaer. I don't know what his name is, but what a manager, bro. He's come to Man United. He is doing exactly what the fans want. Football is not that great, but, you know, everyone can't be Alex Ferguson, Pep Guardiola, and Pochettino. He is just a normal guy. He's had experiences, not great, but he's come to Man United. He knows what to do, and everything is looking nice. For Man United fans, they should be dancing like Pogba and Lingard, you know, moonwalking at the Emirates. Perfect manager, bruv.
Oh, this is true. No, I know. He does a great job. Yeah, I mean, he was at the game at 4 p.m., you understand, on Sunday at the King Power Stadium. Next thing you know, 7:45, he's in Lyon watching PSG, making sure he's prepping well for the Champions League. I like that. He's dedicated. But the really interesting part is that he said he played a lot of Football Manager. And Football Manager is one of those games that a lot of the times we will be traveling, you see some of the players playing it. This Football Manager is that you are becoming a manager and you dictate it on your computer and doing the transfers and trading and buying and all that kind of stuff. He played that game a lot of times. He said, I did that. I played that game because I could see the young talents, and it was also good research into football. So that game did so well because it gives you great insight into some perspectives and some information of young talents and statistics and setups. So it was kind of interesting that a man of his ability that's doing so well had used that game. And also hearing Paul Ince coming on TV saying that he would have done the job as good as he did. And that was really interesting because now people sometimes are saying, like, it was lucky for him. It wasn't a hard job to take, but I still think it comes down to skill, understanding what the team needs and delivering it at the right time. So far he done well for me.
Exactly what he has to do, Mario. What a good, I love the way he's doing it. You know what I mean? So what if he plays a game? Some people play Call of Duty, bruv, and they go and fight in the war. You know what I'm saying? Game does help you. You open your brain, you open your eyes, you open your mind. Solskjaer is doing a good job. He's winning the games. That's all that matters, bruv. I don't care if he watches Peppa Pig every week, bruv, as long as he wins the games. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Wicked manager, bruv.
Okay, our next topic. Ada Turan. It's a crazy story. He faces 12 years in prison for illegally trying to steal a pop star's girl. It's actually his wife. It's crazy. I mean, what do? He walks over and he asks her, he said to her, if you weren't married, I would have known what to do with you. So I'm saying that you would have gotten out of this one. So I'm like, okay, what is his end game out of this? He then gets into an argument with the singer, and they have an argument. The singer's nose gets broken. He ends up going to the hospital. He goes to the hospital, and then Arda also goes to the hospital, pulls out a gun and fires the gun in the hospital by saying to Barquet, he said, if you want to kill me, here, take the gun and kill me. And before the singer pushed the gun away, he then fired to the ground just to scare him. And that's when the police came in, and it became a whole different situation. But as a player, I ask myself, I can never judge the situation if I'm not there. And I will never do that. But one thing I surely know, for you to go out of your way all the way to the hospital and then also being involved in the shooting, what are you thinking? I would love to hear from my Russian friend. What do you think? What would you do in a situation like that, in an argument?
Mario, I've been involved in plenty crimes. You know, plenty crimes. But you are not crazy if you are a player. If you are a football player, you should not be crazy. You are making so much money. You are playing at good football club. Your name is Arda Turan. You are from Turkey. Everybody likes you. Why are you going to chase one lady? Why are you bringing gun? Where are you getting gun from? Did you call me? I don't think so. If he found me, I would say to him, I don't want to give you a gun, Arda, because you are a football player. The guy is crazy. He's Turkish. I like Turkish people. My favorite. But you don't go to hospital in front of people, bring gun out and go bang, bang. You don't do it, Mario. Stupid idiot. Everybody knows now his career for me is finished. He could be going to jail for 12 years. I said to him, look, if you want me to help you, I have people in prison. But you are an idiot because you are having a good career, good football player. Everybody thinks that you are one of the best players in Turkey. Why are you taking for a gun? It's a stupid move, Mario. No footballer should do it. Would you bring a gun? No. Maybe water pistol. I know. But not a gun, you know? And try to take other guy's lady. Come on, please. Are you crazy?
No, I agree. It's crazy. But that's why, you know, like, there is one player that's using the effect of, you know, the bang-bang in the right way. The celebration of Piatek. He had a perfect start. The 23-year-old kid that started at Milan, you understand, they got him from Genoa. They took a gamble, you understand, Genoa, by signing him in the summer from a Polish side, Cracovia. And they paid for, what, $5 million for him? And then he made that move. He started off well. He had 19 goals in only 21 games. And Milan paid 40 million plus for the 23-year-old Polish striker. And he's confident. Oh, let me tell you, he is very confident. He said on his debut, I was expecting this debut. I said, I was born ready. This is just the beginning. When a man talks like that, wow.
He's fearless. Yeah, absolutely fearless. You know, the kid turns up at AC Milan. He knows exactly what he's going to do. He's young. He's fiery. You know, and to play at a club that's had some of the most, you know, unbelievable players. Let's state it from there. I mean, they've had some superb strikers. And this kid has got literally no fear. I'm scared for every club that comes up against this young guy. AC Milan have got themselves some gold right now, Mario. Absolute gold. You know, players that have played there. I mean, I'm sure Buffon is going to say a couple of things about this guy. You know, he just is one of those players that is just looking like he's going to be a star. He's a star in the making, 100%.
No, I agree. You know, he's strong, he's skillful, he's got great technique. He can play as a target man, but what is really key, and that's why we might be talking about somebody that might be heading to England one day, because he is one of those strikers that is willing to work hard, and then he mixes it with great ability. So now we go into our segment. We call this the beautiful game. The beautiful game, because we're going to talk about a legend. Xavi, 39 years old, played under, what is it, over 505 games for Barcelona. Now went over to Al Sadd. Al Sadd is a team in Qatar. When he arrived, he predicted that one day the Qatarian team will win the Asian Cup. People laughed. People thought he was crazy. He only went there because of the money, and that's why he's saying those crazy things. What happened? 2019, Qatar ends up winning the Asian Cup, something that nobody expected to happen, with a team that they thought, like, oh, they were only famous for giving foreigners the nationality. But this time they built a team that were raised in Qatar, born and raised, and managed to get into the national team and win it. That shows you how fast this country is moving forward in the ability of football.
Listen, Mario, let's be honest with you. I mean, Xavi is, in my opinion, one of the world's best players that I've ever seen. You know, he's a player with Barcelona's DNA. You know, something that you're born with talent, but what a player. Elegance, sexy, driven, great passing ability, loves to score goals. He's played in the best Barcelona side I've ever witnessed in my entire life. If this man says something, we must believe it, Mario. He knows what he's talking about. He is football personified. Everything about him is football. In fact, they should name a football after him. We should call it the Xavi. You know, he is everything about football. His respect, his credibility, his talent, his legs, his nose, his eyes, his bloody hair. The man is everything. He is such a good player, and he's a role model to all children out there that are willing to jump into this cruel world of football. He is fantastic. I've got no words to say about Xavi in a sense of bad or anything else. He is one fantastic young footballer. Well, he's old now, but what a player. What a bloody... But my wife is in awe with it. She really loves him. She's got posters all over her bedroom of Xavi. I wake up in the morning, she's wearing a Xavi t-shirt. And I can't say nothing because he is amazing. I can't complain because I love Xavi, you know? We have foot mats with Xavi's face on it. We're not allowed to step on them, but they're there, you know? He is what one hell of a player, Xavi. One hell of a player.
I agree. For me too, you know? I call him, you understand, one of those geniuses that feels like he's got more than two eyes. That's what I call him, because his vision...
He's got seven eyes, Mario. Seven eyes. One in the back of his head, one on his bottom, two on his feet, one in between his chest. His nipples are eyes, you know. He's just such a good player. You know, I've got nothing to say about him that's going to be bad. What an absolute player. Xavi, I love you. If you're listening, which you probably are because it's the best podcast in the world. If you're listening, Xavi, we love you.
Listen, we're going to go to, I think this is pretty cool for the gaffer. The gaffer, listen to this story. I know you're familiar with Harry Redknapp, gaffer.
Yeah, well, I taught him a lot. We managed alongside each other a couple of times.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story that he wrote. I thought it was a great story for us to mention. So one day, I say Harry Redknapp, but I mean with all the respect because he's a legend, you know. This is one of the guys that actually came over to Holland one time and had a conversation that he wanted to sign me. Really, really top person, and I enjoyed our conversation.
I said to him, I know about a player called Mario Melchiot. Go and have a look at him. He can't, that's because of me, that is.
Yeah, he flew over to Amsterdam to see me when I was at Ajax, but I end up, going to Chelsea, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about. So he said the story. He said he signed a player once, a fantastic player, he said. We did the deal, but he wanted a goal bonus. He was a striker. So he said, well, he said to him, what do you think I'm paying you for? To miss them? Because the player wanted a bonus for the goals.
Wanted a goal bonus.
And he goes, yeah, well, you wanted a goal bonus.
Oh, no.
What am I paying you for?
Oh, no.
And definitely, Harry, you don't want to do that at Harry.
Listen, the thing with Harry Redknapp is he always speaks his mind. That's what a manager needs to do anyway. If there's a problem, talk about it. If there's problems with the team, talk about it. Listen, don't beat around the bush. Do you know what I mean? He's a proper gaffer, proper English gaffer, born and bred. He knows what he's talking about. And if you look at it, Mario, how ridiculous does that sound? You know, if you get a job at McDonald's, I'm going to pay you that money. You're going to flip me burgers. I'm not going to give you a bonus for flipping burgers. I ain't going to give you a chip frying bonus. No, it's within the money that we're paying you. You're getting 50 grand a week. How can you expect the goal bonus? You know, or maybe even wait a little bit, Mario. If you start scoring hat tricks every game, then I might have to give you a bonus. But to ask for it there and then, don't do that to Harry Redknapp because he won't have that. He don't play games like that, I'll tell you that now, Mario. He doesn't like games.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't like this. No, that's crazy. So we have another story at Notts County. Owner Alan Hardy, he puts the club up for sale. Some people are not agreeing with it. They're complaining. They say, hey, this is not the right way to go about it. He went on, he uses social media as well. You understand, have his conversation. And he went wrong. As he's loading up some of the text, he also loaded up something else. One of his...
got a lovely little penis up, apparently, from what I've heard. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, darling, but I want to see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that, but hey, I don't want to see it, you understand? But I mean, I had to see it because the story was everywhere. But oh boy, man, it was a funny thing to see, man. Like,
look at him, sorry to interrupt you, darling. He does look a little bit like a penis because he doesn't look, he's not the best looking man in the world, you know what I mean? But you can't make mistakes like that because I've sent a few of them out on WhatsApp and, you know, I would never ever post something like that on my social media because I don't want no one to know what I do. You know what I mean? And he's a big manager. He's a chairman. He does what he does. Like, how can you post a picture of a penis? You know, you don't make them kind of mistakes. I'm sorry. You just don't make them mistakes.
No, I get it. I think he went a little bit too far and he should have jumped, you know, like, you got to be careful with stuff like that. If you're not familiar with social media, stay away from it because it's not for everybody. We got to be careful with it because it can get you really into trouble. And he definitely got in trouble. One, his team is at the bottom. He's trying to sell it. The reason why he's trying to sell it as well, because he sees that all the other businesses that he also owns are kind of not doing well. So people are now saying that, hey, you are not in it with your real heart because you care more about the other businesses. And he goes, no, I gave it my best. And I think I need to step away from the club. So he's now looking for someone that wants to buy the team. Hey, it's always going to be sad and mixed point of views.
Needs to leave. Ta-da, darling. You know, don't post pictures of penises. Got to do what you're there to do, and that's manage a club and sort things out financially. We don't want to see I mean, that might have been a new player, you know. Someone messaged me and said, I've heard we've signed penis. I went, no, darling, he's not a player. It's actually a penis. He ain't going to get you 3 goals a game. I'm sorry. Bad mistake. Really
bad. Yeah, it's bad. Hey, guys, we came to the end. You know how it works here, you understand? Everybody is allowed to get involved. This is the People's Podcast. We had a lot of great topics again. We're going to keep on going because this podcast is getting some great reactions, you understand, on social media. So we're going to keep on going and talking about it. I hope you enjoyed it with myself, of course, Maria Melchior, and my buddy on the other side.
Everyone's here. The Gatman's here. Yes, we're all here. Of course. We love this show. Everybody, don't forget to message. Put your voice notes. Whatever you have to say. People's Podcast is the best every day.
Yes, and use this number, guys. +44 77 96 53 8728. +44 77 96 53 8728. And leave your WhatsApp voice note. Whatever question you want to feature in the show, it's all yours, man. This was the People Podcast. We had a great time. Thank you for listening and see you off to our next episode. Let's have it. Yeah.